listening. And basketball on a Friday night. We come to you on the road as the Canton Lady Giants in the Midland Night Conference tonight. We'll take on Pekin tonight here from, of course, one of the great gymnasiums in Central Illinois. It's the Dottie Hawkins Gymnasium. And welcome to our pregame show high above the floor here at the Dawson Hawkins Gym. It's brought to you by the Graham Health System. Shop the Graham Thrift Shop at 175 South Main. All proceeds remain local. Tonight in the opener, Canton sophomores roll 67-27. Jessica Thumb's team now 5-1, 2-0 in the conference. And welcome inside to our pregame show. Bob Wagnerly on Boomer Megan, our engineer back at the studios. And, of course, tonight the boys are playing in town. Alice Singer Soap Gym. So Bob and I thought we'd venture here to peek in for the girls in the middle line. Undefeated season so far, rolling right along, but still, Bob, I still see things to improve on. You know, a lot of different areas, consistency, more consistency with this team. But, again, they have a way and the ability. This team has been very successful through grade school, junior high, and now at this level here. So this time, you know, this team finds a way to win certain games.
Yeah, they certainly do. And, you know, I totally agree with your comment as far as consistency. And there's a few other things, you know, we can talk about as the pregame goes along. But I think if you add all those up together, it's still going to come down to experience. You know, this is a relatively young group with little varsity experience, you know, especially in a tough conference as the one the Middle Illini is. So I think they're making improvements. Some might not seem to be fast enough, but, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. It's going to take a little time for these kids to understand the process of varsity basketball in a conference known as the Middle Illini.
One of the key things is just the roles are different this year for this group. They weren't asked to score. We were talking to Jess's dad before the game, and I think he hit on a key point that a lot of this group has not really had to score a lot last year. I think they're ahead defensively in a lot of those areas. I think right now, defensively, we're even better than we were a year ago in regards to what we're able to do. Offensively, that's a different story. But again, still averaging coming into this game here about 51 points per game. But again, a lot of that scoring comes late in games and, you know, free throws and those type of things. But again, jumping on top. So this Pekin team is, again, dominated by a couple of different seniors. Sydney Dekoff, we saw come on the scene in a flurry as a freshman, scored 33 points against us. And again, she has never looked back, and she has been now probably her third straight year of conference. She did as a sophomore and as a junior. She's leading the way. And, of course, you have Maddie Cash. So they have the 1-2 offensive punch. For them, it's just finding some bench. You know, but really the key thing for them is developing some people to come off the bench and to continue that consistency, because they had a nice little run at the Macomb tournament there for the girls' tournament. They finished 4-1 and, again, finished in second place due to a tie. They lost. And, again, one of the things, you take a look at this game again, is the ability to Sydney Dekoff to slow her down, not let her get to that 30-40 point plateau. We might have a tough night if she gets to those particular numbers.
And if she does, you know, they need to hold everybody else to virtually nothing. It's going to be feast or famine. She gets her points and nobody else, or she gets no points and everybody else. No matter what you're going to do defensively, it's going to be keyed upon with her on the court.
One of the key matchups, Canton, of course, I was absent Saturday night. Appreciate Mark and Bob taking the reins. And Canton won 44-40. Only loss for, again, Pekin in that Macomb tournament was to Peoria Christian. So as we take a look a little bit more inside our pregame coverage here tonight from, again, Dottie Hawkins Gymnasium, we talk about, again, historical in nature. Always talk about coming over here and the days of the Pekin Chinks and the success they had. And they were one of the marquee teams back in the 60s. And a lot of different things when you take a look at the Pekin on the map, Galesburg, and they really put Central Illinois on the map in high school basketball. Now the girls are trying to turn a corner here, and again, last year they were successful, and of course, again, it's been last two seasons. Again, they've been in the regional championship for Pekin, again, but they have not won a regional title since 1980. They're trying to turn the corner here. But one of the key things with this Pekin team, and I was reading behind the scenes here a little bit, they had such a huge success volleyball. Six of the nine players played on the volleyball team, which was the best in school history, 33-3-1. They won their first Midland championship, first regional title since 1996. So that has carried over somewhat. They are off to a 5-2 start, 0-1 in the Midland Conference. They lost to Dunlap 45-35. Canton, they beat the Washington 39-30, the only game we played in the Mid-Illinois Conference. We'll talk a little bit more and break down between Canton on the road on this Friday night and streamed online, 1560wpyns.com. Three-game show throughout the season is brought to you by the Graham Health System. Then shop at Graham's Grip Shop, 175 South Main. All proceeds from a local Bob and Iowa with a call of the game. We're about 3 minutes out. Back here to Pekin after this 90-second timeout.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock In Your Price for Life offering and pricing, then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side and Wade is killing it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Back here as we get to live here from Pekin tonight, the girls on tap tonight. Back tomorrow, we have Coaches Roundtable tomorrow morning live from Hy-Vee, 9:05. And we'll shift to Ellis Ingersoll Gym for 1:30 tip against state-ranked Galesburg. They will be in town tomorrow at 1:30. And you talk about, you might have a chance to see one of the legends of high school girls basketball coaching, Evan Massey. He will be in town with his streaks tomorrow at 1:30. We'll be on the air with that one about 1:15. And then tomorrow night for boys against Metamora. A little bit about the Camp Lady Giants. And again, they seem to find a way to dig in defensively, Bob. And again, try to get something offensively going and interior play. They got to get some interior play with Brooke and Jamie and couple of those players inside there, but the perimeter people really turn the tide. The quickness and the perimeter, again, footwork out there is really pretty good for this Lady Giant team.
Yeah, we relied on our press and getting turnovers and easy baskets to generate our offense. And that's been our success so far throughout the season. You know, we got to find an individual, I agree, down in the low post to command, you know, defense and have the ability to score offensively. And I think on the perimeter, it's all about that consistency. You know, we can make one or two, but we have to miss seven or eight before we make those one or two.
Anthem is coming up. Canton sophomore girls won tonight, 67-27. We step aside back here to Pekin in 2 minutes.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna outdoor power equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna power equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Santa dear, what are you doing?
I'm test flying my new parrot drone from Nerds on Call. I might just load all the toys on this puppy and deliver remotely from home this year.
Yes, dear, all the top tech toys from Nerds on Call make wonderful gifts for the children.
Oh, the children.
Yes, dear, they have special holiday tech gift baskets, too, for everyone.
Even big kids?
Even big kids.
Nerds on Call, a Facet company. Find locations at CoolestNerds.com.
During the
holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Up next, our keys to the game. BW has right before we get to the starting lineup, sir, Bobby.
Yeah, it's pretty real simple, man. It's all about taking the right shot as far as getting the open look and not forcing anything. And I think in transition, get those turnovers and get easy baskets for us to generate a nice little streak offensively and keep peeking on their heels.
Here's the starting lineups tonight brought to you before every Canton broadcast. This is Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine. Call 649-1572 for a free injury screen. They fix sports injuries. Tonight for the Lady Giants, Abby Swope, a 5'7 junior forward, will get the start. 5'10 of a sophomore, Anna Plummer. Also 5'10 a junior, Brooke Henry. A guard, a 5'7 of sophomore, Nico Grisolato. And 5'6 of the guard, a sophomore, Cassidy Fawcett, leading the team with 10 points per game. Nico at about 9.5 points per game. For the Canton Lady Giants, this Lane Langhoff, his 13th season, 196 wins, and 146 a year ago, most victories in school history at 23-6. Speaking their coaches, Becky Fulkerson, her ninth year, last year 17-12, finished 5-9 in the conference, leading the way 5'4" at a junior. Molly Flanagan, Maddie Cash, a junior, 5'7" on a guard. Sydney Beekoff, a senior, 5'10". She is a two-time All-Conference first team. Also a senior, 5'9", Haley Peterson, and 5'11", a center as a senior. It is Bailey Tibbetts for Pekin. And, of course, they are decked out in their usual white trimmed and the scarlets. And the Lady Giants decked out in their purple trimmed in the Vegas gold. And those are your starting lineup tonight here live from Pekin. It's brought to you by Advanced Rehab Sports Medicine. Call 649-1572 for a free injury screen. They fix sports injuries. Are tip controlled by Pekin. They will go right to left in this first half. Defensively, the Little Giants dig in. Back out front between the circle. It goes to Dekoff. She'll handle at the point. She has some length and some size at 5'10". She handles on the top of the key. Goes to Cash. Gives up the dribble. Along the baseline. Got away with the walk. In the lane. Slides through the defense. Shot no good. Plummer, the outlet. It goes to Fawcett. They have a 2-on-2 run and slips through the defense, missed the opportunity. And again, it is a Nico who wants to handle on it. So here comes Pekin on the attack off the left side. It's Cash, shot blocked by Henry. Out of the pack, here comes Fawcett. They try to get back on defense, and Fawcett lays it up short off the left side, and then a foul, a push afterwards. So both these teams trying to push the tempo here up and down the floor.
And this worries me already, Leon. There's been 4 shot attempts, and 3 of those are layups that have been missed. And that's by both teams.
Nico Grisolato picks up the foul. Her first at the team. Pico inbound on the opposite side of the floor. Double team of that press backcourt here. I think that's going to be the Tide handling that for Pekin. They get it up front here. Dekoff.
Now you get back.
Now Peterson. Jumper left side, and that is Tibbetts with the field goal. Nice little transition break there by Pekin that time. They lead it 2-0 here, just a minute gone by the opening quarter here from Pekin's Dottie Hawkins Gymnasium. Off to this near side, Brooke Henry.
Here's where our struggles start, Leon. Offensively, playing half court.
Again, Fawcett lost it off her leg, dribbled it. That's another turnover. That's the first by the Lady Giants. Here comes the Pekin. Dekoff carried the basketball prior to that foul call.
You know, Nico kind of stuck her leg out, too, Leon, but she didn't call for her second foul.
So quickly, Nico talked to her a little bit down on the floor. She's had, again, trying to get her shooting back. She played a little bit in the sophomore game.
Well, 2 fouls in the first 3 minutes, ain't going to get it none.
So brings in Blair Jacobus for the Canton Lady Giants. She's a freshman. She checks in the lineup. Canton plays the defense. Back cut to Tibbetts. Wide open. She's got both field goals. So they've gone inside against this Lady Giants defense. 4-0. Pekin, early going girls basketball. Plummer drives along the baseline. Jumper went high off the glass there. I don't know if she just lost a handle on it. She kind of went up for the shot there. Went out of bounds. Canton catches a break. It'll be Fawcett with the possession. The inbound off this near side. Canton looks, lobs it to Henry, got bumped from behind, no call.
Wow.
Another turnover by Canton.
Two.
Tibbetts bumped her, and then they throw the ball away, and again, Canton touched it. Again, we are lackadaisical on the offensive end.
No, we're not.
Kind of stand around, kind of watching things develop.
Yeah, not getting back defensively either.
Beacon will inbound off this left baseline. Count is on very close there on the five count. Out front, Cash. Back to the little block area there to Dekoff. Little Giants go to man-to-man off the top of the key. Dekoff down the lane. Back shot no good. Tap out. Who gets it? That is Swope. Looking down the floor. She'll drive. Along the baseline. Scoop shot by Abby. No good.
Three against one. Why don't you bring it out?
How about a pull-up jumper there? All you have to do. Stop, put the brakes on, let the defense really kind of fall by your wayside there.
And this is the frustrating part. You know, these girls, there's a lot of talent out there and not a lot of experience, and they let that youth get to them sometimes and just play out of control.
And who do we get the foul on? It's Flummer,
yeah.
I believe. Flummer picked up the foul. Her first, Grisolano sits for two. Again, it's a pirouette. You know, once you turn one way and all the way around, that's the first turnover by Deacon here.
Switch pivot feet in the process.
Galesburg tomorrow, 1:30, will be on the air with the pregame show. Tomorrow, 1:15, Lady Streaks are, again, state-ranked. Evan Massey, one of the best in the business in high school girls basketball. He ranks up there with Dorothy Gators from Chicago Marshall. Man, you're talking about some heavy-duty coaching and wins.
Heavy hitters.
8:56 in the win category for Galesburg's Evan Massey tomorrow. 5:32 between the circle. Fawcett catches it. They go man-to-man. Cash jumps out, picks her up. Plummer off the arc to the far side of the floor.
There's not enough movement for me.
Again, Jacobus. Again, off the dribble. They drive in. Nice little move there by Plummer. Kisses it off the glass. Put back no good. They didn't call foul underneath. Shot was partially blocked there by Swope. Three balls no good. Ball kicked out again. Cassidy Fawcett in the lane. Glides and doesn't use the backboard. It goes off the left side after the miss there. So here comes the Lady Giants. Try to get Dekoff. She dribbles through traffic. They'll kick it out for a push straight off to the side. No good. Short by Flanagan and Tibbetts again with the putback. She has all six of their points. It's peeking out 6-0 here.
Nobody knows how to defend there, evidently.
4:44 between the circle. Handling the possession there as Plummer. Looks over that defense. 6-0. Peeking the advantage early first period here. Along the baseline, Swope, darted, goes off the leg, goes back out front. We get careless with the basketball. And on this baseline, jump for this near side. Swope, it goes in and out, no good. Fighting for it. That's Jacobus, keeps a loose ball. That's Fawcett for a three. Got it down.
She needs that.
Yep. Cassidy Fawcett with a big tray.
Her outside shot, she struggled with quite a bit, Leon. That's a nice open look for her to make.
6-3 at the 4:10 mark. Jumper to the far side, no good by Peterson. Follow-up, no good by Pekin. Underneath, shot again, this time by Cash. Misses it by Pekin. Lady Giants and as Fawcett. That's the way it stepped through. Nice little move. She had it with the right hand and shovel with the left hand underneath and up and good. So Fawcett with the field goal. She's got the five, and we're back to within one.
And that's the fifth in the defender, Lamp, with 19 shots.
That was a tough one. You had her defended, and then a put back underneath there. Shot no good by Peterson. Canton comes out of the pack here. Tibbetts intercepts it. Turnover by Canton. Pekin has a layup off the left side. They miss it. Shot was no good by Flanagan. They come right back. And again, Canton gets careless. Threw the ball away.
The erratic as all get out.
And a three ball to the opposite side by Dekoff. She misses the tray. Sideline pass. It goes to Fawcett. They cross the timeline. Out on the wing. Bounce pass interior. Swope comes up short with that shot. Take it strong. You know, playing finesse underneath. You got to play attack. We saw in the sophomore game there, Bob, the ability for that sophomore team to constantly attack underneath and go to the basket.
Go to the rim. Don't fade away from it.
Yep. That's going to be a foul against Cash. It's her first as a team. And to the free throw line will be Jacobus, the freshman by the Lady Giants. Sinks the free throw. Second one coming up. Who else we did sub? Kent has Goldring in there. Also Swope. You got Marissa Murphy in the lineup. A couple free throws by the freshman Jacobus. And we'll press Goldring on the perimeter there. Back court. Throws it up. Intercepted by Marissa. Murphy back out front. That's two turnover by Pekin. Fawcett off the left side. Goldring low block area. Jacobus, Swope, turns, kicks it out. Goldring, nice move through traffic, up, no good.
I ain't got a problem with
it. Nope, that's a good move.
Yeah, well,
here comes Peek, another run to the right side. They come up short on that layup. Missed another opportunity as Natalie Johnson missed the shot. Here comes Canton. 7-6, Canton leads.
They're doing us favors, Lambert. We're not getting back defensively.
No, they've missed three straight underneath shots there. Murphy, Goldring in the paint, kicks it off to the near side. Jacobus, shot no good. Weak side rebound is by Swope, back out front. That is Fawcett. Now they'll pull it back outside against the 2-3 zone of Pekin.
Got a move.
At the 2:18 mark here. Down the lane, nice move by Fawcett. Curl shot, and it goes in.
And that's the difference maker, is getting out of that zone, man, when you can attack the basket.
Yeah, if you can attack it directly on the perimeter, that's even better for you. 9-6 here.
I think they might be calling a foul on Abby, maybe.
It is. Yes, again, against Swope. That's her first. Team's fourth stoppage of play here. With 2:05 remaining in the opening quarter, Canton leads 9-6. We're back here to Pekin as Lady Giants basketball. Back in 30 seconds on WBYS.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Cassidy Fawcett's turned the tide here. Scored the last 7 out of 9 at the Lady Giants half, including a couple of free throws by Jacobus. Play resumes to the 2:04 mark here. They'll walk it up across the timeline. Jacobus matched up against Dekoff. Look at her physical ability out there, and she is just a specimen. An athlete at steal by Claire Ford. You said she played a nice game at the Curia Christian game there. That's the third turnover by Pekin. Murphy now picks up her dribble. Jacobus cut to this near side. Claire looked to get it to the post. Couldn't get it to Plummer. Murphy. Now it's Plummer. Off the dribble to this near side. Slides the shot. Comes up short. A lot of our shots way short. Then we get the loose ball. Claire Ford steps back. Three and buried it.
Out of way, Claire.
Claire Ford with a tray. And it's 12-6. We've come to life here after trailing 6-0 here.
And it's all because of the threats.
That is. Across the timeline now to the near side. That's Johnson. Natalie. Cut in the lane. Down the lane. Shot rolled off. No good. Missed there by Dekoff. Here comes Murphy. In traffic. Let's everybody go by. Goldring goes to the low block area. Swings the pass to Ford. 57 seconds here. But again, it's going to be a hell ball. A tie-up. Claire got tied up on the far sideline there.
Now you pick your dribble on the sideline, yeah. Land. It's the worst place to do that.
Well, they got three inside buckets was Tibbetts, and the Canton has answered 12-0. 54 seconds. Murphy. They get into the half court here.
Well, I thought that was an over and back, but
yeah, because she caught it in the front court and then went back to the back court.
Yeah,
very close. 42 seconds. Jacobus doesn't play like a freshman. Very poised out there. Murphy now near midcourt. Got to know where you're at on the floor. 31 seconds.
Can't use that forearm to get separation.
Wing right. Quick cut along the baseline intended for Goldring, knocked away.
It should have been a foul on Jenna Taphorn.
Yep. She had an opportunity, number 34 for them. Taphorn knocked it off. She's a freshman. 24 seconds left, first period. Canton with a 12-6 lead. Jacobus retrieves it to Goldring. Got to be ready. Goldring gives it up, and that's a travel. Again, shot was blocked there by Tibbetts. And you got trapped along that baseline, and then you just don't know what to do with it.
You have to understand the fundamentals of basketball, period.
Along the baseline, they got away with the walk, shipping the travel.
The foul on Marissa.
Yep. Jurgens off the right side of the field goal.
Didn't get back defensively.
Yep. And again, 6 out of their 8 have come from interior, and again, one was just a post-up shot. The others have not gotten back on defense. And we'll see. Free throw is no good by Jurgens.
And they get the offensive rebound.
10 seconds. Pekin gets it. Now in the arc to the far side. A three. Misses it. And a save by Pekin. With 3 seconds. Midcourt, Marissa Murphy went off for her fingertips. No, Pekin touched it. That was Dekoff. 9/10 of a second. 12-8. Lady Giants turn this game around. He can score the last 2 points. In the half court, Marissa, the free throw line, and they lost a handle on it. And again, at the end of one quarter here from Pekin, girls basketball in the middle on night tonight. Canton 12, Pekin 8. Back with our coverage in 1 minute here on WBYS.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
At Spooniver College, you'll save thousands and you'll learn from some of the best. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, Diesel Power and Systems Technology Instructor at Spooniver College. At SRC, you'll work with instructors who empower you to do your best work. With an average student-to-faculty ratio of 17 to 1, you can bet your instructor will know you by name and will care about your success. Spooniver College offers excellence in education right here, close to home.
Spring classes start January 17th. Visit src.edu to learn more.
Canton was 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Pekin 0 for 1. A big 3 by Fawcett. Again, turned the tide around and again went on a 12-0 run. Canton leads it by a score of 12-8. More coming up. I'll have our in-game stats and our first stoppage of play here. Out front, Dekoff gets a high screen. It was still moving. Dekoff takes it off the baseline right side. Whip the pass from the free throw line. Lean in jumper, kisses it off, no good. That was taken by Taphorn. Murphy crossed the timeline. Looks it out front. Now to Claire Ford, and a reach and a foul. It's going to be against Dekoff. And that's going to be a foul against Dekoff. In-game stats brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishing. Shop small, shop local, shop Crawford's. Your extended holiday hours for all of your home furnishings, Sundays 1 to 4. Bobby?
Nothing to brag about here. Pekin 3 out of 15, 20%. Lady Giants 4 out of 17, 23.6%.
Another turnover by Canton, and then a travel by Pekin. Back-to-back turnovers.
Just sloppy, sloppy play.
Again, it just seems like really not focused out there. You got a game tomorrow against the state-ranked Galesburg team at your home court.
You play like this, they're going to run you out of the gym.
Yep. 12-8 here. Canton with the advantage. Pekin plays the D. Claire Ford catches that on the arc. They try to slide Plummer to that, again, using that 3 and 4 spot in there. Grovin turned around, jumper's no good in the lane. Ball kicked out, Pekin gets it across the timeline. Dekoff, then you just went and let the defender go right by and you give up. The Dekoff missed the shot. She's not in a good rhythm yet.
And you left her wide open.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a defender just kind of peeled off and left her out there.
Marissa has to know where she's supposed to be.
6:46, clock runs here, second period. Plummer, and then threw it away. And again, it'll be off of Pekin to this near side.
Just the fundamentals sometimes. I don't know. I don't know what to put away on.
Our reaction is just, you know, not the right decision. You know, it's just getting to that point here. We just get sloppy and just
get your head down. So much frustration and pouting.
Again, it's a zone on the perimeter now by Pekin.
The 1-3-1.
They go to that 1-3-1 here.
They're going to try and trap on the wings.
Fawcett dribbles in. Down the lane. That's the way to solve it off the baseline. Nice job by Cassidy.
That's how you beat that, isn't it?
She is a terrific player. 9 in this game. It's 14-8 now. Lady Giants with the advantage. Now let's dig in and play some defense here. Not give them easy baskets. Off the wing to the right side, Cash. She's capable of shooting some threes. She fires one up by the banket. That swoop with the rebound and then a push from behind. That is going to be against Juergens. That's her first.
You got Nika coming back in, Lamb, with those two fouls, too.
We'll keep an eye on that here at the 5:59 mark. Nika comes in. Plummer will have a seat. You know, as we mentioned a little bit about, you know, Plummer, and again, different position this year, learning a different role, and she looks like lost out there at times, don't you?
Well, and the bad part is that she's been leaning on the score, and, you know, last year that wasn't the case. You know, she was just kind of going through the motions of the game because everybody else is putting points on the board. Totally different this year.
They shift out of it. They go right back to that 1-3-1 zone. They drop the two. Again, Nico catches it off the bounce. That's Jacobus, whips the pass to the far side. push shot there by Swope is no good. Fighting for it. Loose ball tracked down by Pekin.
Abby P would not accept that jump shot whatsoever.
Cash takes it across the timeline and laid it up off the left side. Brooke defended her. Here comes Fawcett. She regains control of the basketball. Down the lane. Chavez partially blocked. No foul call.
No foul call.
Again, it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Canton. So peak in possession. They'll have the length of the floor at the 5:17 mark.
They're letting them play on one end and calling everything on the other.
Yeah. Out when it comes to Johnson. They beat us back again. They have the numbers and the advantage, and they laid it up. And some of the field goal.
Where'd you go with the freshman? Got caught watching the basketball and not the player.
14-10 now. Deacon right back in this game after they led 6-0. Canton went on a 12-0 run. And that's Swope to the near side. Nico drives down, pull-up jumper, swatted from behind.
Wide
and again,
shot.
Now Peterson blocked the shot, took it away from her. Here comes the lead pass underneath. Nice assist. It goes to Cash off the assist there by Taphorn. And they cut it to two. It's the Lady Giants out in front, 14-12 with 4:35 before half. Back out front against that zone.
The trials and tribulations of inexperience.
Yep, it is. Back out front. It's Fawcett.
Is everybody standing? I don't understand.
Brooke Henry, nice little screen and roll there by Jacobus. She's getting active. Brooke Henry in the near corner here. Again, Nico pops across the lane here. Brett bounce pass. Jacobus, nice little runner in the lane. It fell short. Loose ball. He can have had it.
They're going to call it on Blair, probably.
I think so. But you don't get rewarded for a good hustle effort there on a couple of different plays. Jacobus picks up her foul. It's her first. Here comes Claire Ford in the lineup. She replaces Jacobus. Winter Giants will have Fawcett, Brooke Henry, Grisolano, Ford, and Swope. That's the five of this stretch. At the point, you got Dekoff. Left side, it is Johnson. Low block area goes to Taphorn, the freshman. Off the dribble, nice defender by Swope. Almost a steal. Between the circle, Taphorn shoots a three or two. Gets step inside. Taphorn with the field goal. They've outscored Canton 6-2. We're tied 14-14. Again, Fawcett answers. Long running three. Kicks out from the free throw line to Brooke Henry. Puts the ball on the floor. It's a steal by Cash. Another Canton turnover.
Six.
Here comes Deacon. Nice little lead pass. Cash underneath. Left-handed shot misses. No good by Taphorn. They fight for it. Swope gets it. Grisolano corrals it. Now across the timeline. It's Brooke Ford in a game tied 14-14. Fawcett. Trying to run some offense against this 1-3-1. That's one of the things that Galesburg's had a real big problem. I saw them 1-2-2 ball press against Lincoln.
That?
Throw the ball away. Seven turnovers by Canton. Down the lane, the attack. Good defense there. You got Cassidy Fawcett not back. This time reached in, knocked it off the leg of Cash. Here comes some subs. Tibbetts in the lineup. And a timeout down on the floor here, or a high above. Here from Donnie Hawkins Gym at the three-minute mark of the second period. It's Pekin and Canton tied 14-14 back here in 30 seconds.
I'm Mid-America National Bank Business Development Officer Kevin Stevenson. We're all on the go these days. That's what makes mobile banking so useful.
I'm Lauren Flickinger, personal banker. Download our mobile banking app so you can view accounts, transfer money, pay bills, and even deposit checks, all from your mobile device.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life. In Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC. A
couple of the underclass games tonight in Canton. Tonight, Canton sophomore boys won 51-46. Canton sophomore girls won 67-27. And again, after one quarter, Pekin 12-10 over the Canton Little Giants. That's in action tonight at Alice Ingersoll Gym. Big thanks to Big Shelby Burgett there. 3 minute mark here. Inbounds to Tibbetts. They throw it away. Turnover by Pekin. That's their fifth. Here comes Swope. Kicks it out. Cross it. And again, three ball. Looked like somebody got a hand out there and deflected it. That looked like it was Dekoff. Changed the direction. Now she receives the pass in the front court. Now the baseline off the right side. Picked up there defensively by Plummer. From the elbow, left side. Shot no good. Tibbetts is wide, wide open there.
Brooke Henry has got to find her.
Yep. Can we look just kind of out of sync here, not really in good shape? A couple of different things in this stretch here. Back out front against the zone, it's Fawcett. With 2:23, they'll reset. High post, it goes to Plummer. Brooke Henry, Swope's got to cut off, receive the pass to this near arc, bounce pass, Plummer, skip pass, far side, Fawcett covered up, Brooke Henry in the lane, there you go, down the lane, nice little move, missed the shot though. Had a good opportunity, nice little cut, run the offense, that's pretty good, that's the way they're running inside.
You got to make those.
Yep. At the two-minute mark here, 14 apiece. This game was 6-0 Pekin. Underneath the Tibbetts again. She is looking to breathe underneath there.
She is burning, Brooke. Yep. First two quarters so far.
She gave up on her, and she just got the lead pass there on that screen and roll. 8 points by Tibbetts. 16-4. Pekin regains the lead. Opposite side here. That's Claire Ford. Nice little move. Gets him off the glass. Nice move there by Claire Ford.
I needed that.
She got a big three in the opening period. Gets a field goal here. Her 5 points gets us back tied. Second time in this game, 16-16. We're at the minute 26 mark of this second period. Out front, Pekin. Dekoff, they set the screen. Leave her wide open. Misses the shot. And Claire Ford gets the rebound. Snares it.
Playing like she's 6'10 down there.
She's averaged almost 4.5 rebounds a game. 16 apiece here at the minute 8 mark here. Again to the near side, Fawcett. That's Swope down the lane. Lost a handle on it.
You're not a point guard, Eddie.
Nope. Minute mark. That's Claire Ford. Nice little jumper. Gets it off the baseline, off the glass. Nice job. Nice move by Claire Ford.
Defender gives the face, Leon.
Yep.
Took full advantage of it.
18-16.
Once again, we're not playing defensively. It's fouling Abby.
Again, that Swope commits the foul. It's a pair of fouls against Abby.
Our defense has been... Yeah, awful. Totally awful this first half.
It acts unlike us. We've been a pretty good team at getting back on defense this season. Out of the free throw line, Pekin sinks the free throw. And I believe, is that 14 there, Bobby?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Knocked down the first free throw. Next one coming up. In this lineup for Lady Chance, got Goldring, Jacobus, Plummer, Fawcett, and Ford. Peterson gets both of those free throws. She's got 4 in the game. We're back at our third tie in this period here. 18-18. Back and forth we go. 42nd mark here. Canton's won the last 6 meetings between these two teams.
And just careless.
Again, careless with the basketball. You know, focus on your dribbling. Keep the ball in front of you. It's like that defender. It's just like an easy pickings out there.
My whole thing is give it to the point guard.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know why everybody thinks they have to handle the basketball and show off their skills.
Nice move along the baseline. Tibbetts blocked. Fawcett shot. 22-second mark here. Tibbetts and Pekin comes across the timeline. Can break the tie here. 17-second mark. That's Dekoff. 18 apiece. Off this near side. Don't give up anything inside. Goldman guards Tibbetts in the low block area. Look out front. That's Peterson with 5 seconds. Almost a near steal. Good hustle. Pekin. Again, left side. Tibbetts. And got a shot off it. Well, not down. 18-18. That's the battle here after Canton had taken the lead after one period. 12-8. We play for the first half of girls basketball here tonight. It's Pekin 18, Canton 18, our halftime. It's brought to you throughout the year by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleaser, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Your perfect post-game stop at 135 North 5th in Canton. Halftime here from Pekin when we return in 2 minutes.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Midland High and Prairieland Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Halfway through this one here in the Midland Conference action. In the opener tonight, Canton sophomores rolled a big win there by a score of 67-27. They led at halftime 46-8. It's Jessica Thumb's team now 5-1 overall, 2-0 in the Midland Conference. She will be a part of Coach's Roundtable tomorrow morning. Talk about the underclass group as well as things that are going on here in the varsity level. And, of course, the other game tonight, the night boys in the Midland High Canton sophomore boys, 51-46 over Pekin. Tomorrow our schedule has Coach's Roundtable for a live 9:05 from Hy-Vee. And we'll remind you that it will be a busy one out there because we have Breakfast with Santa tomorrow. It's being offered at Hy-Vee in the restaurant area there tomorrow from 8 to 11 a.m. You'll find us around the corner, away from all the sand and all the activities tomorrow in our usual position over there. We should have a full house of, again, Coach's Roundtable.
We're going to be in the bar humbug section, right?
Hey, that's right. Pretty close to that. Then at 1:30, we have Canton-Galesburg. They're in town for the action tomorrow at 1:30. Sophomore girls will play at noon tomorrow. And then in the evening, we have the sophomores for boys will play Metamora at 5, varsity at 6:30. Welcome back to our halftime show. It's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, home of the family pleasure, a perfect postgame stop at 135 North 5th in Canton. Well, Pekin took advantage of a little lackadaisical play and some inside opportunities, but the biggest thing, after trailing 6-0, we fought our way back in that stretch. Bob went on a 12-0 run, and then three ties in that second period. But the biggest glowing thing, I think, is that kind of sticks out is not getting back on defense. You know, the number of times that they were down the floor and the missed chances they have. Talk about us having a chance to have a lead in this. Pekin on the other side of it has the opportunity to as well have a big lead.
Yeah, they've done us a favor. I mean, you know, you look at how we played defensively, which, if you want my opinion, from the first game I've seen till now, this is our worst half I've seen the entire year. And, you know, Pekin did us a ton of favors. They probably missed six layups in the first quarter and probably another six in the second quarter. So you know, you take that in consideration, and the fact we probably missed that many on our own. It definitely was not a half that you want to record and watch tomorrow and, you know, talk about the good things that you did. Because to be at the point you are now, tied at 18, for both teams, honestly, you're pretty fortunate.
Leads in this game, Pekin had the biggest. Both teams have had six-point advantages. They led it 6-0. Canton, after that 12-0 lead, led 12-8. Then our biggest lead was a 12-6, 80-14-8 game, and then we were tied three times back and forth down the latter stages of the second period, and here at halftime, it is tied at 18-18. We'll get to our first half stats. They're brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Shop small, shop local, shop Crawford's during their extended holiday hours. All of your home furnishing needs, Sundays 1 to 4. We'll do that. And the stats, individual scoring when we return to Pekin tonight here on a Friday in the Girls Midland High Conference. It's 18-18, Canton at Pekin tonight. Back here in 90 seconds.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Move over, other desserts. Introducing Till the Cows Come Home, a new premium ice cream. Whether you're feeling funky or spunky, you're sure to find a pint of Till the Cows Come Home to match your mood. Stop by the freezer section and pick up a pint of Till the Cows Come Home.
What flavor are you in the mood for? Get yours today at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Back here, both teams have returned, and pom-pom squad, again, from Pekin, has little kids' activities going on tonight. Let's take a look at our first half stats. The in-game stats are brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Shop small, shop local. Crawford's, your extended holiday hours for your home holiday furnishing. Sundays 1 to 4. BW has the first half stats.
All right, Liam, for the Pekin Lady Dragons, they were 7 of 26 in field goals. That is 26.9%. 0 for 5 in shooting threes for the first half. 2 out of 3 in free throws, 66.7%. 18 total rebounds, 5 offensive, 5 first half turnovers. For the Pekin Lady Giants, shooting not much better. 7 out of 29 in field goals, 24.1%. 2 for 5 in shooting threes, 40%. 2 for 2 in free throws, that's 100%. 25 total rebounds, 8 offensive, 7 first half turnovers. And for me, points in the paint, the Lady Giants with 6, Pekin with 12.
Yeah, that's it's been a lopsided number for a lot of different games for the Lady Giants, too. Again, how many turnovers do you say the Lady Giants had in that first half there, Bob?
7
in the first half,
yeah,
right?
Pekin had 5.
Individual scoring for Canton now. They're 18-9 by Cassidy Fawcett. She got a jump started. Big 3, she had 7 in the opening quarter. Again, with a 9 in the first half. 2 by Blair Jacobus with a couple of free throws. And Claire Ford, who played really good when she came off the bench, had a 3 and 2 field goals for 7. And Canton with the 18. Halftime for Pekin, 2 by Maddie Cash, 4 by Haley Peterson, 2 by Laura Jurgens, Jenna Taphorn with 2, Bailey Tibbetts with 8. What's missing out of that again, Bob? Sydney Dekoff with no points in that first half. One of their leading scorers. They've been able to hang right tough with us with a tied score here, our third of this game at 18 apiece.
Yeah, and she forced the issue a lot in that first half, man. I think she was, you know, trying to beat the trendsetter in the first half to get her team rolling, you know, with this conference game at home, and she just didn't seem to be in rhythm when it comes to taking those shots. But you know as well as I do, with that break in the halftime, she probably told herself to get in control and take a better shot. She's going to get some points in the second half if she has anything to say about it.
Halftime here is Canton Pekin, the deadlock 18 apiece. We're at halftime here from Pekin and streamed online 1560wbys.com. Halftime is brought to you by Monocle's Pizza, your perfect family home pleaser, and dine-in delivery or carry out, 647-1127. Back second half with Bob Wagner, Leon Gruber in 2 minutes.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to fiberfastnow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing, then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at fiberfastnow.com.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup.
Extra
and
mustard.
It's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Wade on the right side, and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
3. Double bam! Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam!
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push or zero turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Second half, 18-18. That's handling at the point. That is Fawcett. Plumber to the right wing. Swope left side. High post is Grisolano and Brooke Henry. That's our five of this stretch. We're underway third period. Fawcett catches out on the arc. Defended there by Cash. Beats her off the dribble. Little runner off the left side. It rolls in. Yeah, Cassidy Fawcett, her 11th point of the game. Nice little move baseline that time.
She went to the line, too, Leon. She got fouled on that play.
2018, Cash catches it down in the arc there. Defend there, man-to-man. Lady Giants beat it, and Brooke Henry, there's that deciding factor, and then puts it up, no good. In the lane, Tibbetts back out front for Pekin. That's Dekoff. Corral at the top of the key. Looking to get something going here. That's Peterson. Now to Dekoff. Ball stripped away there. Good job by Plummer defensively. Dekoff. Brooke Henry, and they're going to call blocking foul on Brooke, and if she would back her way in, that is a bad, bad call. That's a good defense there by Brooke. Didn't get the call, of course, here from Pekin tonight.
We got enough data to Alice, Leon. Canton up 30-23 at halftime. Garrett Brandt with 16 points.
All right. A couple of free throws by Dekoff puts her on the scoring column here.
I thought Brooke kept position. I'll tell you.
And she kind of backed her way into her, too. A couple of free throws by Dekoff. She's on the scoring column. Again, it's a 20-20 tie. That's her fourth tie. That is Tibbetts catching it out. She double dribbled, got away with it. And a turnover by Canton.
Eight.
That's eight in the game here. Back here from the action here from Dottie Hawkins' gym. A three by Cash. Hits short. Kicks all the way to the far side, Swope, and then...
That's a smart play. Yeah. Smart play by Abby.
Again, you had an opportunity. I thought, you know, she had plenty of time to get there, but for some reason...
No, it was instinctive, though, to pull the ball off the opponent.
Yep. Again, it's now Lady Giants in the half court here.
All about baby steps.
Plummer picked up here by Dekoff. They call it a guard on the perimeter, go man-to-man now. Off the baseline, Fawcett, and that's a quick hand check off the right side. I think it's going to be against Flanagan.
As soon as the opponent goes man-to-man, that's when Cassidy steps it up offensively.
So again, and it's like some teams, you know, they can't transition. It takes them a little thought process. It takes them longer with zone, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
To kind of process how to attack what you're able to do.
You don't know how to react to it.
Yep. Swope. Now they go back to the 2-3 zone. They switch on the perimeter. And it's a what a shot there by Fawcett. Down the lane and that scoop of that left hand.
We call that points in the paint.
She is so athletic, the ability to shoot with her left hand. 13 in the night. Canton back up by 2, 22-20. They guard the perimeter there. And good job by Fawcett switching off against Dekoff. Switches it, throws it down to 3 to the near. That's a 2 to the near side. Sorry about that, Bob. But that's a 2. That's a Peterson with a field goal. We're back tied again, 22 apiece, here in the third period. Long three, no good, kicks out. They had Tibbetts holding, and didn't. She just kind of held her ground there. Nico couldn't get around her.
Wayne saying to the official about that missed call.
Bounce pass off the left wing here, cut off there by Swope. Cash catches it off the dribble. Runner kisses it off the glass and in. That's the second field goal by Cash.
Nico off the dribble.
Yep, 24-22. Pekin with the lead. They play the D. We attack right to left. Out on the arc here. Grisolano set, shoots, and knocked down to 3.
That's what we need right there.
Grisolano, mentioned, we just talked about having struggled shooting to 3. Nico knocked down to 3.
Gotta get her confidence going.
Absolutely. 25-24. You gotta have her blue-collar mentality in there and her shooting ability as well. Five-minute mark here, third period. Canton up 25-24 off the screen there. Fawcett almost made the steal against Dekoff. Cash catches it out along the arc. Again, the contact there. Pekin. That's Flanagan. That is Tibbetts from the elbow to the right side, and she's having her night. Everything she throws up has gone in. That's 10 points tonight. That's a season high for her. They're back up 26-25. We just can't, like we did in the opening period. Plummer for a three on the near side. Bounces. No good. Nico classes the board. Then it went off a Pekin player. Went off right to the back of Cash. Here comes the substitution. That's Jacobus comes in for the Lady Giants. Swope will sit. Look like Coach Fulkerson will take a timeout. Down on the floor here, high above Pekin's gym. It's a Pekin lead, 26-25, 4:26 remaining in the third period. And I believe it's a full timeout as we continue here from Alice Ingersoll gym, from the action here from Pekin. Back in 1 minute.
Santa dear, what are you doing?
I'm test flying my new Parrot drone from Nerds on Call. I might just load all the toys on this puppy and deliver remotely from home this year.
Yes, dear, all the top tech toys from Nerds on Call make wonderful gifts for the children.
Oh, the children.
Yes, dear, they have special holiday tech gift baskets, too, for everyone.
Even big kids?
Even big kids.
Nerds on Call, a Facet company. Find locations at CoolestNerds.com.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
This game has been tied five times, 26-25. Canton trails here with the possession. Down by one, 26-25. It's Fawcett out front here. Looks over the Pekin defense.
We have to do so much more movement without the basketball.
Fawcett cut off baseline, ball tipped away, and then it's thrown off a Pekin. Good heads-up job there.
I don't understand the mentality of the girls when they're playing against, you know, this zone defense. You've got one person with the basketball looking for somebody, you know, to set a screen or get open for a shot, and they'll stand there and watch her dribble.
Claire Ford is the sub. She comes in this liner, replaces Rizzolano. Fawcett out front. It goes to Plummer. Catches it, a couple of steps out on the arc. Dribbles top of the key. Bounce pass to Claire in traffic. Slaps the pass. Fawcett sets. Shuttled up way short. You can tell that. Plummer puts it flat-footed underneath the basket. And a basket there by Anna Plummer. That's her first of the night here. Bobbitt comes at the four-minute mark here. Dribble by Pekin.
Six.
Here comes the Lady Giants. Fawcett took an extra step, got away with it. Cash comes out of the pack there.
Forced the shot, too.
Cash. Little head fake there, got away with it. That's Tibbetts. She's had a big night. Knocked down another one.
Somebody's going to go out there.
12 in the night, 8 in the first half. She's been huge for Pekin tonight.
Brooke has not played well defensively by no means.
28-27. You got to know you have number 44. She's a big target out there. Bounce pass in the lane. Nice move, Jacobus. Ball stripped away from her. Kick it far side. Claire and travel.
Yeah.
Covered by the Lady Giants here with 3:14, third period.
That's mine.
Here comes the subs. Natalie Johnson for Pekin takes the place of Flanagan.
And Moritz Murphy into the game for Kathy Fawcett.
So you got Brooke Henry in the lineup. Jacobus, Ford, Murphy, and Plummer. And then we just let Tibbetts shoot it off the baseline. Yeah. Nobody come even stepped out.
What's Marissa doing?
I don't know. Kind of watching, standing and watching. And that's reaching a foul. Again, so it's going to be a Claire Ford. That's going to be a personal foul. And team second of the half. Pekin will inbound. And a 28-27 Pekin lead. Blow this game. Definitely feature, again, flavor underneath there. Ball knocked away. Good defense there by, again, Brooke Henry. But again, to have a Cash get down with one dribble about halfway through the lane.
Your guess is as good as mine, Leon.
I call no call on the travel. 2:55, lob it to Tibbetts underneath, and Brooke Henry was caught flat-footed again. You already know they're going. I mean, they inbound the ball. Where are they going to? Where's the logical place they're going to go to?
Yeah, why don't you get in front of her and deny the pass?
Yeah. Yeah, let her catch the ball anywhere she's wanted to in this game.
This is not a very defensive play game by the late time.
And Tibbetts is having her career night.
Pick up nobody guarding her.
Yep.
I mean, you'd have ours too, Leon.
13 in this game by Tibbetts. It's a 29-27 advantage Pekin. Here with 2:51. Next free throw is coming up for Tibbetts. She's not, I don't think she's missed a shot. Maybe once early in the game.
There you go, man. And then we're not here for a few times.
Yeah, Pekin was hustling on the baseline. That was Johnson who touched it.
Sitting there watching.
Yeah. So Canton will have Grisolano. Also, it's Marissa Murphy, that backcourt. Brooke Henry goes to high post. Claire Ford. And also, it's Blair Jacobus. That's the five at the stretch here in the third period. 2:43, clock runs. Jacobus on the perimeter. Quick pass, Grisolano off the dribble, and took the extra step. Well, he didn't miss the call the first time, but second one traveled.
That was in double digits with 10.
Big night of turnovers, too. That's been a frustrating area tonight as well.
Luckily, they haven't capitalized on them.
2:31, clock runs, peaking up by two. Valerie Deco, an extra little Euro step, got away with that extra step, and Dekop with a bucket off the right baseline. 31-27.
Wow.
A myth sometimes that the ability to officials not to make the right call. Just simple things. And a steal, turnover by Canton. And it's Pekin basketball. Now across the timeline.
Yeah, you can't be back out there.
They have Abby Olson comes in as a senior. In the back line here. That is Dekoff out front. Steps back three. Pop shot, no good. Ball tapped out. And it's a jumper left side. It's no good, this time by Olson. And it's a rebound by Brooke Henry. And at 43, Marissa handles at the point now. Look to get the balance of the offense here. See what they got defensively. Murphy, top of the key. That's a three-pointer by, again, Nico. Underneath Brooke Henry. She had a wide-open shot, but she passes it out. That's a two by Blair Jacobus.
Oh,
I'm just amazed that sometimes, wow. I mean, Brooke had it so wide open underneath, and she passed it up, and luckily, Jacobus knocked down the field goal.
I'm like, that's called a lack of confidence.
Yeah, it is.
Period.
108, underneath step, that's the turn, and got away with the travel. And they call foul. But she walked one or two times. I understand the game's sloppy, but, you know, the official has to, again, do a little better job of cleaning up some of the bad calls we see, though. That's another foul situation. Puts Pekin at the free throw line. Missed the free throw. That's Juergens at the free throw line. Another one coming up here. See what Canton subs. Brooke and Marissa will sit. Claire Ford in the lineup. Also in the lineup. I think we also have, Tori Oakes is out there as well, Bobby. Out front. Here's near side Claire, wanted to pull the trigger. Now beats the player along the baseline, glides, shot was blocked, no contact, no foul. Again, by Juergens. Defensively, Cash. Waits for the defense to go by. Slips the pass off the far wing. The ball juggled in the lane, jumper left side, rolled out and good by Cash. Right now, they just seize control of the game here. We just have a lack of confidence. 32 seconds. And Nico drives, cut off baseline. High screen, trying to be set here with 23 seconds. Canton reeling here in this third period. 34-29. Back out front. That's Fawcett. Trying to pull us a little closer here at the end of three periods here. Fawcett takes him off the dribble, slides a shot off the glass, no good. Ball batted, loose ball in the lane. Kick it out, Fawcett with three, off to the right side. That's Jacobus with a three, no good. At the end of three, Canton trails. Pekin 34, Lady Giants 29. Final 8 minutes here on a Friday night with girls basketball after this one-minute break.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Back here we have Jacobus, Ford, Fawcett, Swope, and who else is out there? And a plumber. That's the five as we begin final 8 minutes here, fourth period. Dekalf and Pekin with a five-point lead. They've had 6 points early in the game, 6-0 they led. Pekin and Camp picks up the defensive tensile point in the beginning of this fourth period. Cash underneath the Tibbetts, they back away in, and everything as she has touched has been goal tonight.
I'm going to have her buy my lottery ticket the way she's playing.
15 tonight by Tibbetts. Big bucket to start this period. 36-29. In favor of Pekin. Jacobus whips the pass off the dribble. Slapped away, no call. Not getting any of that contact. And Plummer shovels a shot up, no good.
There's nobody down there rebound. Not a soul.
We're just underway in the fourth period. Pekin extends their lead up by 7. They have the ball. That's Dekalf. Looking for the high screen. Good jump out there defensively. Jacobus, teammates got to let her know. Dekalf, again, good job there. Again, it's going to be a foul against Plummer or maybe Swope.
Swope, it should be.
We'll see here. Yep, it's against Swope. Kind of as she was gliding by her, slapped at it.
I like how we've got 16 fouls and the home team's got one.
Yeah. Again, to the free throw line will be Dekalf. Thanks the free throw.
We've only attempted 2 free throws, and both those were in the first quarter.
Yep, Jacobus made both of those.
Haven't seen the line since.
Mm-mm. Again, a couple of free throws here. Lady Giants down in this one, 38-29, and a stoppage of play here. Again, it's 7:05. 30-second break here coming up back in the studios from Pekin. It is the Lady Giants trailing in this one, 38-29. A timeout back in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Emily Valencia, 2010 graduate of Spoon River College. I've been teaching high school art and computer graphics for a year now, and when I think about it, Spoon River College was a perfect beginning to my undergraduate experience. My instructors laid a solid foundation for my future as an educator and an artist. It doesn't matter who you are, a new high school graduate or someone looking for a change in career, Spoon River College can be your perfect beginning too. Register now, visit src.edu or call 1-800-DEGREES and ask to speak to an advisor.
Back here, biggest lead of the night by Pekin, and it comes here at the 7:05 mark, 38-29. Little Giants got to pick it up here. The intensity offensively, they need some buckets here. Between the circle on the exchange, Ford, Plummer, Seth shoots the three, rimmed it out, no good. Claire got the loose ball, tracked it down, needs some help. That was almost a travel there, Bob.
Oh, the double dribble.
She stopped the dribble and started again, but again, the officials did not make the easy call. Out of the arc, Plummer takes it down the lane, kiss off the glass, too strong. Anna puts it back up, misses it again. Left hand this time, Anna. I always stay with it.
Persistence pays off.
Maybe that'll light a little fire under Anna in the game here. Only her second field goal. Big offensive board here. 38-31. Got to dig back into this game here.
We have
some confidence level.
Step it up defensively.
Quick cut underneath Tibbetts. Kicked it out, free throw line, jumper by Pekin. It goes in and out, no good. Slapped away. Pekin was all over the back there. Now it's Fawcett down underneath and slides away. Tibbetts, she has played the game of her life here tonight, man. Defensively, she knocked that one away. She's got 15 of the night. Pekin up 38-31.
She's been smiling the entire game.
When you have those kind of games, man, nothing you can do is wrong.
Jimmy Chidwood.
Inbounds will come from Fawcett. Looking for somebody to break open. Back out front. Ford snags it. Screen. Fawcett off the dribble, down the lane, off the glass, in and out, no good. Rebound is controlled by Pekin. They cross the timeline, swiped away. We try to defend her. Shop is blocked underneath. They put Matt Cash into account.
Anna was not looking.
Well, Flanagan had the ball. I'm surprised they didn't pull the ball out. They went ahead and attacked the basket. Again, Plummer's going to pick up the foul. And again, the basket will count. It's 40-31. And to the free throw line for Pekin. They'll shuffle in a couple of subs here.
We just got to find some offense.
Yep. Again, Cash now with 8 points. Try to make it a three-point play. This would be a huge swing here. After Lady Chance, the free throw is missed. The ball tapped out. Who gets it? Canton. They're off to the races. That's Swope out the free throw line. Bounce pass. Ford. And a push shot to this near side. In and out with a three. We just can't buy a bucket outside. Top of the key. Plummer tries her act of the three. There you go.
That's a
by Plummer. We're trying to fight our way through a little bit of struggle from the wheel tonight.
We're going to have to press play on to do it.
Oh, yeah. Down by six here with 5:25. Plenty of time, but we can't give up easy buckets. They missed it. And again, a late foul there in the lane.
Defense has just been awful.
They've had second chance opportunity. Tap horn. That's going to be a foul against Plummer. That's going to be her third.
He's completely out of position.
Pekin and Coach Becky Fulkerson will take a timeout. 5:20 remaining in this one. Pekin with a timeout. They lead it 40-34. Bob and I have a remainder of this fourth quarter. Back in WBYS, 30 seconds.
I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer at MidAmerica National Bank. We're ready to lend, helping support our communities.
We offer online mortgage applications. I'm Tracy Chipman, Mortgage Loan Officer at MidAmerica. You can research various mortgage products, search for personalized rate quotes, and apply for a loan 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
MidAmerica National Bank, your bank for life in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
That will to win. 5:20, 40-34. This will be a true testament to this group of team of players who've had the knack of running a lot of games, Bob. And tonight, faced with one down the road here, trailing by six. Again, Peterson missed the free throw. Another one coming up here. They pounded us on the boards. They've had a couple of extra looks. They've left some. We've left some people open. They've knocked down some of those. Rebound after the free throw miss. Down by six, we feel very fortunate. By 16, opportunity here. As clock runs here, Plummer cut off baseline down the lane. Contract, and get in there, and it went back out. That would have been a big bucket there. Got a blocking foul against Pekin. I didn't think the official was going to even make the call there, though, Bob.
And she threw it up, Phelan. You got bailed out on the play, but we'll take it.
So that's going to be the second against Juergens. Only their second foul of the half. That's Plummer with a free throw. And their chance here with the clock stopped. Back to within five here, Bob. You look at this game. It's an unusual swing in this game, how we're still right in the crux of things here.
Well, there's a lot of time left.
The free throw missed. 5:06 here. 40-35. Canton trails. They play the D. Back up front, it's Cash. Ice screen from Dekoff. She moved on that screen, and then the ball deflected, goes out of bounds. She did not set a full screen on the opposite side. She was still kind of moving.
She rolled right out that thing, didn't she?
4:56. The inbounds will come off the far baseline. It's Cash. Looks over the defense. Off the Little Giants here. Trying to guard underneath. They have underneath their Juergens. Pivots are getting a little bit of a break now. Down the lane. Cut off there. It's Taphorn. Baseline at is Johnson with 4:39 on the exchange. Dekoff flips the pass up for grabs. Trying to get a turnover. Pekin comes up with it. And that's going to be a
grab.
Good call there defensively. Held our ground. Good job by Abby Swope right there on the spot there. Forced the turnover by Pekin.
Turnover number seven.
Down by five with the basketball again here with 4:30 remaining. Lady Giants trying to stay perfect. 7-0 coming into this game. 1-0 in the conference. Got to come from behind here. The near side, Grisolano. Skip pass, the opposite side, Plummer. With a push three, looks good, and it is.
Great pass by Nico.
That was a great look on the opposite side. Again, Plummer with a big quarter here. 9 in this period, and we're back to within 2, 40-38. And a quick foul there by Claire Ford.
That's like every foul on us. Yep. And a quick foul, man. They waste no time blowing the whistle against us.
I mean, we barely made some contact. And again,
it's totally lopsided officiating. 8-2 in fouls, come on.
Yeah. And to the free throw line of it, it'll be Deke up. We're shooting one of us.
2 out of 5 this quarter so far?
Yeah. Free throw is good by Deekoff. She's connected on all 5 of her attempts. She's not the one you want to put in the line. Back here with a 3-point advantage. Fourth period basketball in the middle line tonight. Free throw is no good. Claire gets the rebound. Tied with the 3 here. That would be remarkable, wouldn't it, that being down in this game at one stretch here by 9.
You always want to be a one-position game.
Yep. That's Fawcett off the dribble. Little blocking foul there. Now we're starting to get those make goods. Cash commits her second foul.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah. It's only the third team foul of the half. Inbounds will come the opposite side. It will be Plummer. Ford. High post is Grisolano. Low block is Fawcett. She glides to the opposite corner. Swope sets the screen. Wanted to go underneath the Nico. Now it's Fawcett. She's covered up. 3:38. Good possession here. This is a good opportunity to get the game tied here and then go from there. Fawcett reverses it to the near side. Looked for the short corner there. Plummer was open. Almost flashed the turnover there.
Matthew was wide open.
You swings the pass. Fawcett now off the dribble. Down the lane. Bounce pass underneath the Nico. Nice there.
Pretty poor.
That is a nice one. Chris Alano, the recipient of the assist from Fawcett. And 41-40. Little Giants are back early in one. Turnover by Pekin. Canton gets the ball back, and then collision.
Foul on Deekoff.
Deekoff again with the foul.
They're wanting to press, Leon, right off that turnover. Unable to do so.
That's going to be a foul against Deekoff and a push. That stops the clock here. Plenty of time left in this one. 3:06.
An eternity, to say the least.
Sophomores coasted to a win tonight. 67-27. The magic of Jessica Thumb resumes. He's got a 5-1 record, 2-0 in the conference.
Crazy part, that game was 48-6-8 at halftime.
3-minute mark here. Skip pass and almost run away. Plummer down the lane. Let's push. That's what you got to do. Shorten the game if you're Anna Plummer. Up by 1 of the Lady Giants. 42-41. Now they kick it off between the circle. Top of the key. Keep playing the defense out there. Guarding Flanagan. 3-ball near side. Rimmed out. No good. Fawcett. Deekoff. Bounce pass and threw it away. Nope. Deacon saved it. On the end line there, Cash didn't go out of bounds. She crossed the timeline. Down the lane, scoop, shot was blocked by Swope, and then a foul after that. That's it, the after part that's really killed us in this game tonight.
I just seen Gabby here kicking to another gear lane and finish it.
Yeah, and I'm surprised she hesitated, and Acosta, the defender, got back. That's Plummer, her foot. But a big quarter by Anna with 11 in this period. And the free throw is good by Peterson. Back to the line here is the Lady Dragons with 2:21. 42 apiece. 6 tie this game. And Pekin tries to break it. They do with the free throw. 43-42. Pair of those by Peterson. Can offensively now. Down by 1. Swings it to the near side. Plummer. Fawcett. High post is Henry. Jump to the near side. Plummer short on that one. Come up, and Cash gets the loose ball. Deekoff drives down the lane. Bank shot no good. Loose ball. Who gets it? Fight for it. Canton gets it. Brooke Henry.
Nice shot by Brooke.
Across the timeline to Fawcett here. Pull up 3 from near side. It's in and out. No good. Weak side rebound by Cash with a minute 55. Lady Giants down by 1. Here comes Pekin right down the lane, and Cash.
That's a charge, boy.
And again, a little reckless abandonment there by Cash. We catch a break here.
And I don't think we're in position.
So Cash picked up the player control foul.
That's turnover number 9 for Lady Dragon.
And for Cash, it's her 3rd foul. We'll see who the subs are now. You got Swope back in. Again, it's Claire Ford, backcourt now. Plummer and Fawcett. Grisolano. And Swope drops down a little block area. She was wide open on the back cut there. 43-42. Pekin with the advantage. They play the D. Canton offensively with a minute 29 here. Tight game. Ooh, dangerous one. Brooke, near side. Fawcett off the dribble and a travel. Yep. An indecision on her part there, Bob. She had an open tray, but she's seen a little bit of an opening.
No, she missed a turnover. She missed a few threes here lately, Leon. So she gave that shot up and got busted for a travel.
So a minute 20 here. Got to play some D. Double team in the backcourt. They dribble through it. That's Cash. Kick to the near side. Tibbetts and travel. And we get it right back.
That's the first mistake she made tonight, I think.
And again, you have to, hopefully, that you get him frustrated enough down the stretch here. Langhoff will take a timeout here. I think he's going to take a full timeout as indicated there, okay? Minute 14 left here. One-point game. Pekin 43, Canton 42, Canton possession. We're back here to Pekin in 1 minute.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Take possession after the timeout by the Lady Giants here. Minute 14, Canton trails 43-42. Timeout situation, Bobby. What's in that status?
Lady Giants have two full, and Pekin also has two full.
All right. Down the stretch here. Big trip down the floor here. Fawcett off the screen, top of the key. Wanted to get it to Ford. She was covered up defensively. Now 59 seconds
that's
in the lane,
foul.
And that's going to be a reach and a foul.
A little.
Yeah, the official, I think, tried to make the blow the whistle.
Be two shots.
And that's going to be against the Tibbetts, and only her first of the game.
Her second blemish of the game so far. A turnover and a foul.
So Fawcett to the free throw line and missed that chance here. Edwin coming up here.
This is another thing that worries me, too. You give me that stat team before the game. We are 53% third of the team.
Yeah, got to be better than that, man. You got to be 60-plus.
At least 66.
Yeah, at least that. So Fawcett now, try to redeem herself, try to tie the game, and miss the free throw. It's 43-42, 55 seconds. Backcourt here. Fawcett trying to make the steal. Now to Dekoff. Pekin up, 43-42. Next foul puts him in the automatic two. Tibbetts jumper to the right side. This didn't go down. Brooke Henry with the rebound. Needs an outlet. Need to find a guard. 38 seconds. Down by one.
A strong play by Brooke, wasn't it?
Brooke Henry. And again, a big play there. Out front, it's Fawcett with 31 seconds here. Fawcett off the dribble. Down the lane. Scoop shot. It didn't go. Ball tapped up. Pekin's possession with 24 and a foul.
I just don't think
after
that's
that
a shot to take.
I'd almost get to the point where you find that little seam in there. And he had an opportunity to take one about the free throw line or just down inside there, maybe a pull-up jumper. Tried to draw the contact there. So it puts them at shooting two automatic here.
First foul on Kathy Fawcett.
So it's again, Pekin to the free throw line with Dekoff. She is on the night now, 5-6, and missed the free throw. Two-time all-conference player and no doubt will be for her third time in her senior season, Sydney Dekoff, 43-42 with 22 seconds.
You got a box out.
Yep. You got Fawcett, Grisolano, Swope, also in the lineup, Miss Plummer, Miss free throws, both of those, Canton down by one. It's Fawcett now, Grisolano. Here's four to the near side with 15 and a timeout with about 12.6 seconds, a full timeout. We'll talk it over. It could be the final draw up for this game here with 12.6. Canton down 43-42. Back here in 1 minute.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Mid-Illini and Prairie Land Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Varsity boys up, marked by three there, Bobby.
Yeah, they're up 41-38 with 2:34 to go.
All right. Big game there for the Little Giants at home against Pekin. And here on the road, the Little Giants now, ladies, have a chance here down by one with 12.6 seconds. Trail 43-42. Inbound will come right from the Canton bench directly below us into the half court.
And don't forget the next Pekin foul, put it at the free throw line.
Yep. Inbounds, it goes to Fawcett here. Looking to drive a high screen. Cuts off the left side, down the lane. Scoop shot, misses it. Fawcett, and again threw it off of Pekin. Off of Pekin, so he keeps the possession with 4.9.
Still time for a shot. I'm sure Lane's going to call a timeout. Yep.
And he does take another one here.
That's his last.
So we'll just take a 30. We'll get back here so we get set to play up. 4.9, timeout by Canton still. 43-42, Pekin advantage by one. Back in 30 seconds.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Balance in the game here. It lies with 4.9 now. Inbounds will come just off the lane, the baseline off the left side. Canton down by one, 43-42, Bobby.
And you've got to get the ball inbounds because we have no more timeouts to use.
Good point there. Coach Langhoff threw the play up. Inbounds will come with Fawcett. We've got to stop at your play here. Lady Giants will go with Plummer along the baseline left. They set screen. Inbounds will come at 4.9. Outlet, it comes to Scrope. They try to track it down, save it. First along with three. Opposite side, Plummer to push up for a three, and it bounces, and that's the way the game comes to an end. Lost the handle on it out front, and they had to get it opposite side of the floor. Had a nice little look, though, by Plummer, and didn't go down, and the Lady Giants fall here. Their first loss of the year. It comes on the road here at Pekin, 43-42, dropped their first conference game of the season. And again, Pekin now at 1-1 in the conference. They go to 6-2. Lady Giants are 7-1 and 1-1 in the middle line. A last second attempt here, a couple of chances. Didn't get it to go down, and Pekin comes away with a win at home dinner tonight, 43-42. Bob and I will get to our post-game show. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main in Canton. Stop into Big Rack for one of their nightly specials. Your favorite steak dinner, Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. More coming up on the postgame show. A loss on the road tonight, first of the season by the Lady Giants. They lose 43-42 at the hands of Pekin. Back here in 2 minutes.
Here's the scoop on something to tempt your sweet tooth. It's Your Churn. It's a new premium ice cream with deliciously decadent flavors. Indulge yourself. Take home It's Your Churn premium ice cream today.
Stop into your Canton Hy-Vee today and satisfy your sweet tooth with It's Your Churn ice cream, a new premium ice cream, available only at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to FiberFastNow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Well, Pekin tonight held off Canton. Last couple of chances they had the possession. And again, Pekin tonight with a win, 43-42. Pekin now on the season. They're 6-2 overall, 1-1 in the conference. City Giants dropped their first of the year. They're 7-1 and 1-1 in the Mid-Illinois Conference. And again, Pekin a winner tonight, 43-42. Next up on our schedule, it'll be coming up for you, and that'll be tomorrow morning. We have Coaches Roundtable live from Hy-Vee tomorrow morning at 9:05. We have a game against Galesburg. It'll be coming up at 1:30 tomorrow here on WBYS. We'll have the coverage of that. And then the boys tomorrow night against Metamora. That'll be tomorrow night at 6:30. So a busy day on the sports scene for Bob and myself here on WBYS. The final tonight, Pekin 43. And Canton 42. We'll look at the individual scoring. Our in-game stats are all brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. And we'll have that for you after this two-minute timeout.
Santa dear, what are you doing?
I'm test flying my new parrot drone from Nerds on Call. I might just load all the toys on this puppy and deliver remotely from home this year.
Yes, dear, all the top tech toys from Nerds on Call make wonderful gifts for the children.
Oh, the children.
Yes, dear, they have special holiday tech gift baskets, too, for everyone.
Even big kids?
Even big kids.
Nerds on Call, a Facet company. Find locations at CoolestNerds.com.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Up next, the post-game show is brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main in Canton. Stop into Big Rack for their nightly specials, your favorite steak dinner, Big Rack Steakhouse in Canton. The Lady Giants losing this one. Tough one, 43-42, to not play some of their best basketball and still almost found a way to win at the end there, Bob. But again, shots just didn't go down, a couple of trips down the floor.
Yeah, once again, it was a shot selection offensively and not being able to get back defensively. That was the two downfalls for the last night. You know, they fought at the end.
Yeah.
They tried to get back into it and try and steal one on the road, but you have to play better basketball for four quarters, and then that won't be an issue to get a win.
Well, visit with the head coach, Lane Langhoff, will be coming up as the we'll have Coach's Roundtable for you tomorrow morning live from Hy-Vee. That'll be coming up at 9:05. We'll have Canton and Galesburg tomorrow. Begins at noon with a sophomore game, varsity at 1:30. We'll have to call that game for you. And then tomorrow night back at Dallas Ingersoll Gym as the boys will take on Metamora tonight, tomorrow night at 6:30. Lane, this is one of those games, as we go as a game here, not one of our better games. You know, I think we just seem to be kind of out of sync tonight, a lot of the games, but still had a chance at the end, a couple of opportunities, couldn't get that shot to go down at the end there. I know it's a disappointment not playing some of your best basketball here on the road tonight.
Yeah, it was, well, the way the fourth quarter started and being down 9 with 5 minutes, I'm glad we had, I think we had two or three chances to take the lead. We did take the lead once late, but down one, somehow Dekoff missed a couple free throws to give us a chance, and I don't know if we had two or three looks at the basket, just couldn't get them to go. But proud of the kids. Obviously they could have stopped playing down 9 5 minutes, and they just we really had to go small just to get some spacing and the ability to put their big kids in a situation where they had to guard some shooters and kids that could go to the basket. And to come down, being down 9 on the road for the first time, first time on the road all year. Proud that we fought back. We made some shots. We got some key stops. Brooke got a big rebound late for us that gave us an opportunity to even come down and have a chance to win.
Well, we put ourselves in a deep hole, though. We just did not play good defense tonight. Let them get, we didn't get back on defense, gave them opportunities. Tibbetts probably had her career night tonight. Every time that she was open, nobody was guarding her. It's one of those things. You got to find the shooter there, don't you?
Yeah. Well, and part of that was our full court did not look very good tonight. Mm-hmm. We gave up. The first half they missed probably 5 or 6 wide open layups. It could have been a whole different ball game from the start. But Tibbetts, obviously she can catch and score underneath. But we got in kind of a scramble mode and had to rotate out of it. And Dekoff's so good. Big guard, handles the ball. I don't even know what she scored tonight, but she
didn't even score until the second half. She had 7 in the game.
She's so good at doing other things. And, when she would get it against that pressure and throw over the top of us, it just caused us problems.
Really the game changer early for us was Cassidy Fawcett. She got on a nice little roll there, hit a big three, and then knocked it down. We went on that 12-0 run early. She was really in a very good position, and Anna had the good second half there as well.
Yeah. Well, and Claire, we had no offense for the first, for the first 5 or 6 minutes of the second quarter, and Claire gets us 2 buckets just because she's scrappy, and she's finally, it was good to see her finally look to shoot a few times. She got us, the lead at the end of the first half, and we gave it up in some transition stuff, but good to see her coming ready to play and, finally getting her to shoot a little bit. And, I know she's not selfish, which is great most of the time, but when, she needs to be a bigger part of our offense when she's in there.
Many turnovers tonight, too. And, again, some of those stretches very costly for us tonight.
And a lot of them were just half-court offense.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think they pressured us hardly at all. And we went in with too many turnovers at halftime against a team that wasn't pressuring us. It was just lack of, we didn't care about the ball tonight at times. And, just didn't give us enough chances to score 50.
And sometimes, I don't know, at this level, some players think they can just turn their game on automatically. It's going to, will them to win a lot of times, and it's just not there on certain nights.
Yeah, and like I said, if this is a typical defensive night for us, maybe we're not in that situation. Maybe we can, make a stop at the end to win it. But you know what? For the kids to come on the road in a maybe the worst place to play a game,
did they get many breaks on fouls, did we?
Well, no, not just like the aesthetic. This is just awful. To have every, all 4,000 bleachers out. It's just a tough place for kids. It's a dead atmosphere.
Yeah, the background is really bad, isn't it?
The schedule sucks with the boys being at home.
Yeah.
It's just tough. I don't know. I thought we had that corrected with the boys-girls stuff, but when buses cross, on Route 24, it's kind of stupid, I think, but...
Galesburg tomorrow, and you won't have time to think about this one. You have to come back and dig in, because they have a couple of players that are pretty good. I've been listening and following them the last week or so, and they have a couple of really nice shooters, and they have really a guard perimeter type of thing.
Yeah,
really kind of live and die by.
Never, you know, they're obviously coached very well, Coach Massey, and they're going to be disciplined. They're not going to give us, you know, any freebies at the defensive end. We're going to have to be a lot better offensively in the half court to get some buckets.
You know, just turn things around and get it back on the wing
right
there tomorrow.
Bright and early.
You got it. Thanks. Lane Langhoff is with us, and again, the Coach's Roundtable tomorrow morning at 9:05, and the Lady Giants will take on Galesburg tomorrow at 1:30. Up next, our final look at our stats. Those are brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Shop small, shop local. Crawford's during their extended holiday hours for all of your home furnishings, Sundays 1 to 4. Crunch the numbers there, BW, and then just scoot out of here.
All right, Leon, with the Beacon Lady Dragons. 15-48 in field goals, 31.3%. Over 8 and 3-point shooting for the entire game. 12-20 in free throws, 60%. 35 total rebounds, 13 offensive, 10 total turnovers. For the Kent Lady Giants, shooting 17-58 in field goals, 29.3%. 5-17 in 3-point shooting, 29.4%. 5-8 in free throws, 69.4%. 45 total rebounds, 17 offensive, 13 total turnovers. How about second chance points? Beacon with only 4. Lady Giants with 17.
And that was a big swing. Got us back in the game late in the game, didn't it?
And I got an update for you. The final, Canton 45, Beacon 44.
Hey, nice little win there for the Little Giants tonight at home against the Beacon boys. So nice job there by Coach Jay Murphy. He'll be fun tomorrow on Coach's Roundtable.
Oh, I'm sure.
So we'll look forward to that. And again, the Lady Giants fall short here tonight. Beacon 43, Canton 42. Final scoring in this one, 15 tonight. Bailey Tibbetts, really one of her best games of her season. 15 points tonight, 8 of those in the first half. 2 points from Jenna Taphorn, 2 by Lauren Jurgens, 8 Haley Peterson, 7 from Sydney Dekoff. All those coming in a second half, putting 5 of 8 from the free throw line. And Maddie Cash with 8 points, 2 by Molly Flanagan for 43. Canton's 42, 13 from Cassidy Fawcett, had 9 in the opening first half. 13 by Anna Plummer, 11 of those coming in that critical fourth comeback. And again, with 13 for Plummer. Claire Ford tonight, nice first half. She had 7 points in the game. Blair Jacobus with 2, and Nico Grisolano with 5 in the action. And again, tonight it was Pekin 43, and Canton 42. Again, Lady Giants now 7-1, 1-1 in the conference. Pekin now 6-2, 1-1. In the conference. Next up is, of course, Galesburg tomorrow noon for the sophomore game, and the varsity will be at 1:30. Bobby, quick comment, and then we'll scoot out of here at the Pekin, again, Donnie Hawkins gym.
Well, it wasn't easy. You know, it's definitely a tough loss to take, you know, when you're fighting and clawing to get yourself back into it, to fall, you know, 1 point short in what, you know, in all honesty, ran was a winnable game for us.
Yep.
And I think it goes to show, if you take better shots, if you play better defense, if you don't turn the ball over, you know, this will never be an issue for you in the fourth quarter. If we play P-plus basketball, we win this game by 10 points.
Yeah.
It's just that simple when you look at it from our perspective compared to what we see on the paper. My biggest problem is we made 17 field goals, but we had to take 58 shots to make those 17. To me, that shows the shot selection issue that at some point has to be corrected.
Final here tonight, Beacon 43 and the Kent Lady Giants 42. For engineer Megan back in the studios, I believe it's Coach Fulkerson's birthday. They got us thinking down there. And it looked like they got something down there, so happy birthday to Coach Fulkerson. And on a night that when she picks up a win tonight, 43-42. That's a wrap up our post game. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse in North Main in Canton. Stop into Big Racks for their nightly specials and your favorite steak dinners. Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. We'll see you early tomorrow morning. Coaches Roundtable live from Hy-Vee. Canton Galesburg girls at 1:30, and the boys tomorrow night against the Metamora at 6:30. Thanks for joining us. For Bob, I'm Leon. So long tonight. A 1 point loss for the girls tonight here at Pekin, and good night tonight from Dottie Hawkins Gymnasium.